This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need you to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to... That's always good, start the show and choke. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot going on today. I get such a kick out of how crazy these people get with President Trump, right? No, seriously. They go out of their minds when he gets out there and starts poking at them. I'm watching what's... I shouldn't do it either. I'm just as bad at it. I'm watching them poke at... on Facebook, they're poking at Trump. And they're poking at him because... I love this part. He won't take responsibility, and he's blaming the media. Which I thought was... somebody join me here. I thought it was classic, didn't you? Let me see. He's been in office 28 days, something like that. He's blaming the media, and they're on his case because he won't take responsibility. He's just blaming the media. Come on, think about it. Yeah, it's amazing to me. Didn't Mr. Oblamo, I'm sorry, Mr. Obama, you know what? I want to call him ex-President Obama. You know why I want to do that? Because it sounds so much better. No, seriously, ex-President Obama. Wasn't it, now I said something to somebody, I said it was 4 years. He was blaming George W. for 4 years. And then I was told, somebody told me today, he said, no, he wasn't. He blamed W. going into 6 years. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. It's just amazing. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But that was okay. And that was okay. No outcry from the left. Right? Nobody on the left ever told him to take responsibility, you know, for himself, for what he did, for what he had going on. That would have been just, how do you say that in Spanish? Muchas noticias. I don't know how to say it, but I'm just saying it's really interesting how that works. From the other side. What's that?
Muy facio.
Muy facio?
Facio.
That sounds like...
Facio.
Facio. Facio. That still sounds like some movie star's
You're
name.
Jack.
No. I got a headset on you, freak. Muy facio. But I mean, no, seriously. Is this more than craziness? I've been writing about this for years now, about how there's definitely a double standard, right? Always has been. When it comes to the Dems, it is open to anything. You're allowed to do anything. It is pretty much open to anything. It's okay. Doesn't matter what you do. Seriously. You think about all the scandals. I definitely lost my mind. He didn't have any scandals, right? I mean, Mr. Obama, their administration, no scandals whatsoever. That's what they'd like you to believe, anyhow. It drives me out of my mind. He gets in there today, and I like Brett Baer. Brett Baer come out, and we're going to play this later on. But I loved it, because Brett Baer came out and basically said, you guys are going to have to get used to dealing with this president, because he's not going to play nice with the press, especially if you're ugly with him. And it's not going to happen. And I believe he's right. He can't get a fair shake, right? No matter what. They're not going to give him the benefit of the doubt ever. Right? If this was Mr. Obama and one of his people, the phone calls that he's having with other presidents, other leaders of other countries, if that got out, what do you think the left would be doing to those on the right? Right? That came out right. Correct? I mean, what would they be doing? They'd be having a fit. You're right. So I don't get any of this. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there. A million things you can get involved with. And I do mean a million things. We have writers. You want to read some of their articles. And you know what? Let them have it. If you don't agree with them or you think they're wrong, let them have it. Let them know why you think they're wrong. And if you love what they've written, you can let them have it there, too. No, you can tell them that you like what they've written. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Sorry. Yes, I am, like, all over the place. I've got screens that aren't working. I've got things that are going really... You think this stuff isn't older than I am. I move faster than it. Pretty darn good. Anyway, like I said, Kathy Barnett will join us. I've also taken bits and pieces out of the El Presidente's speech. Seriously. Because, you got to hear some of the highlights of the speech. Really, seriously. We've got to hear the highlights of his speech. I want to comment on some of the stuff that he said. Jesse Waters today. He went to, I don't even know what the area was in New York that he went to. But he couldn't find one legal, well, actually he found two out of about 40 legal immigrants there. Seriously. One lady was here 29 years. She couldn't speak English. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Friedman Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I don't know.
No comment.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And during the breaks, I'm going to make it easy for you. I want you to run over to the to my website, therealside.com. And you know what I want you to do there? Come on, take a guess. What do I want you to do there? Right? I want you to buy my book, The Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things that you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, all the things that you've been taught to be afraid of over the last 8 years, and I'm going to show you why you don't need to be afraid of them. You don't need to be afraid of us. We're probably more on the same page as you are about allowing you to speak and live your life and that kind of thing than you think. It's really that simple. And if you're already on the right and you already get it, then the book is you, I will say, ammunition / information to be able to speak to those of you, your friends that are on the left and what have you. Anyway, I want to get right to her. Kathy Barnett joins me. She's a Christian, a mom, a wife, an adjunct professor. My God, I'm tired already reading your stuff. She's the president of TruthExchange.net and a black conservative. Also a veteran. Thank you very much. and a radio host of her own. Kathy, thanks for being with me today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Always fun.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight because, you know, Mr. Trump came out yesterday. I mean, today. I'm sorry, not yesterday. My
day.
God, I'm losing my days here. When you hit my age, they all kind of run together. You know what I'm saying? But he came out today, and he floored these guys, didn't he? I mean, he really...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, if his finger was loaded, there'd be a lot of dead pressmen in that room. Today, right?
I know. You know what I love? I think I mentioned it to you when we were at the break, is that he went into the enemy's camp, looked them square in the eyes, and said, "What do you got?" I love it. These media people, if you look at CNN, I mean, it's hair flying, people running into glass windows, just the roof is about to fall. They're talking about these things that have transpired over this week is the equivalent of 9/11. Hair on fire, nose flares, eyes bucked, the house is burning down. He went into their camp, a camp of a brood of vipers, and he looked them straight in the eye and said, "What do you got?" Kept it light, had a smile on, stood there for over an hour, and answered every single question. I loved it. It was like a throwback to the Trump on the campaign.
Yeah, and again, him hitting CNN, him hitting these other news sources right between the eyes and say, "Look, I'm telling one guy, sit down. No, you're not real. I'm not going to deal with you, or I'm not going to deal." And why did you say that? And you know that's not true either. And they're not
just
used
a fake
to
question.
This.
Yeah. I mean, he was calling a spade a spade. I mean, there are so many takeaways from this press conference, but one of the first ones is that. If he doesn't like someone, you will know it. Who doesn't like a person like that?
Yeah.
He looked him straight in the eye. "I don't like you. You're fake." And now he's changed the name of CNN from fake news to very fake news.
I know that was a good too.
Even Costa, the reporter from CNN, had to laugh. I mean, but it wasn't visceral, you know, what you would think. It wasn't antagonistic, really. It was, you know, his jovial self, just very real, down the earth, and it just is what it is. And I love that, and I think the American people who are sane and rational, people who live in the real world and reality, he came over very well, and we will respond to that.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, and some people are complaining now that he's going to go out on the campaign trail again. He's going to go sell, you know, his ideas. He's going to Florida, right?
He should.
And he should. They forget. What a bunch of hypocrites, though. They forget when Mr. Oblamo was out running around right after he was elected, and he started campaigning within a couple of months after he was elected, right?
He's doing what he has to do to sell his policies, because he sees right now, these past 3 weeks, and this week in particular, has been a barrage of just visceral hatred, just mean-spirited, throwing out stories that aren't even stories, just looking in the basement and throwing whatever out there, whatever sticks. Yeah. And so he recognizes that he has a lot of things. I mean, at the very beginning of the press conference, he gave a long list of things he has accomplished in 3 weeks. He's done more in 3 weeks than most presidents do in 2 terms. And he recognizes that there's a lot more needs to be done, but in order to get a fair shake, he's going to have to go out of the White House and sell it to the American people, because he's not going to get a fair shake in the media. So I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, Kevin, he's not going to get you. Not only is he not going to get a fair shake, right? But in order to get the word out properly, in order to get exactly what he says out, exactly what he's trying to do, I want him to keep the Twitter account. I wish he'd cut back on the stupid stuff he does, but I don't want him to give. Yeah, you know, I mean, really. But he doesn't understand politics.
Right. I mean, like less of Trump the citizen and more of Trump the president is good, because again, he's not going to get a fair shake. He recognizes that. I think that's brilliant. I mean, Obama has OFA now. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard of it. What exactly?
It is,
but tell people
crazy.
Who have it.
Organizing for America. It used to be his Obama for America. And then in 2013, they changed it. And so now it's called Organizing for America. And when you look at the tax return for this organization, I mean, for the tax file, filing, the paperwork they filed.
Right.
He has over 30,000 volunteers. He calls them young Americans that he is teaching how to organize. But really, they are a bunch of potential terrorists. And we've seen them in action at all of these town hall meetings throughout America where Republicans are going into their communities trying to have town hall meetings and talk to their constituents, and they just get shut down. I mean, it's one after another. In the past 2 weeks, I've heard of three of them now where the Republican is just shut down. They have to leave the building. It's a bunch of, some of them have actually turned into riots. And underneath the little telltale line is a sign saying that these people are being supported by OFA. And OFA is an Obama organization.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, so he has over 30,000 militarized citizens. They don't have weapons yet, but they're inciting riots. They're being obstructionist. They're obstructing the natural flow of conversation, of our First Amendment, of being able to express ourselves. And so Donald Trump is recognizing that, hopefully.
Well, he has said they're going to investigate where these leaks are coming from, and I hope, right? I hope he easily goes in there and whoever they pick, they get arrested for treason, right? Because when you're giving these kind of secrets up, he's having conversations with heads of states all across the world, and those transcripts, those conversations are being leaked out to the press. This is truly, at this level, it's truly unprecedented, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. I mean, you know, and here's the great part about it.
Hey, you
it
got,
is a very
you gotta hold that.
Go
we got okay. Capitalism. Gotta go.
Well.
But don't forget that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Kathy Barnett joins me. We'll be back in just a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, you have to get involved in the conversation. Don't just sit there yelling at the radio. It does absolutely no good. You can hop up to the realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. The live chat room going on there as well. Facebook is not liking us this evening. I'll put it that way. But you can still head over on Facebook. We've got a link up there where you can also watch the show. You can comment on what's going on. I want to bring her right back on again. Kathy Barnett joins me. She's a Christian, a mom, a wife, an adjunct professor, president of TruthExchange.net, black conservative, and a veteran. I like the veteran the best, sorry, but that's the one I like the best.
I do, too.
appreciate your service. And
thank you.
So let's just, you know... Well, first of all, I've lost my mind. I said I was going to let you finish it on the, you forgot.
Yeah, you know, right before we went on break, we were talking about the leaks, you know, and that it is truly unprecedented. And that, as you said, Trump, the conversations that Trump has had with heads of state of Mexico and Australia, those were leaked. And now we have the General Flynn leaked conversation as well. But the good thing about all of this is that the leaks come from a very small group of people. It is not as though he has to run all throughout the administration, but because of the high level, especially with the leaked conversations of General Flynn, we now know that is a conversation that are classified at a classified level that would have had to been given approval at a very high level in the Obama administration. And it's a very small group of intelligence agencies or agents who would have access to that. So I am very hopeful that Donald Trump will be able to drill down on who the perpetrators of that is.
Oh, yeah. I think he should put a special team together. I think he should go after these guys big time. Wipe out all the people at the NSA level that can grab this information. Start all over again. Anybody who's even used the word Obama in the last 3 years needs to go. That's kind of where my head's at.
I know. I mean, it's really sad, right? Because we expect some partisanship from those elected Democratic leaders. We expect Americans to show some partisanship. You know, I'm on this side or that side. But never with at such a sensitive level within the intelligence community would you expect, just like in the military, right? You expect them to take orders and do what it is that you have commanded them to do. You don't expect them to intentionally, with great negligence, put our national security and our president in harm's way. But that is exactly what we have here, because these people are not interested in the security of our nation. The only thing they're interested in, they're blinded by their ability to try to sabotage this administration.
Well, yeah, you know, they got these idiots out there. Michael Moore. Did you hear him? You know, it's kind of like impeach Trump, get him to resign. You know, we're going to force the Pence to resign, and then they can appoint Hillary. And I'm thinking to myself, your moronicity is as big as your body. That's
I mean,
right? I mean, no kidding, right? So president dies, who's next in line? The VP, right?
Oh, my goodness.
The VP dies, who's next in line, right? I could go right down the list. And here, this should scare every one of these people into having epileptic fits. When you're done with the VP, now you go to who? Who's the next guy in line? The Speaker of the House. I think he's a Republican, too. If he croaks, guess where they start? They start at the top of the cabinet picks and work their way down from there. Who chose all the cabinet
crazy.
People?
Let me tell you, it is endless. But these people are blind. And, you know, and it's kind of like, understand, remember when Barack Hussein Obama was president, and we kept saying, why won't he just call Islamic terrorism? And he kept saying, oh, what's in a name? And one of the things we would retort back to him is that, well, it you know, how can you defeat an enemy that you can't even name? And it's kind of the same mentality that we need to take today when we're looking at our fellow citizens, right? We cannot look at what's happening with the party of no. The Democratic Party, they actually call themselves the party of no. They are not interested in the Constitution. They're not interested in being reasoned with. They don't care if the idea is a really great idea. If it comes from Trump, if it comes from the Republican Party, if it comes from the right, they are the party of no. And as I said to you before and to many others, is that we are now dealing with a Democratic Party that has become a terrorist organization. They have moved away. If you are a Democrat and you don't agree with the things you see taking place with women strapping vaginas on their foreheads and walking out talking about don't sexualize me, if you're not okay with people at the Milo speaking event getting cut and maced in the face, if you're not okay with that, well, I'm sorry to give you the bad news, but that is the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party has left the majority of those people who would have in the past considered themselves Democrats. And I think we need to call them who they are so that we know how to deal with them. They have become a terrorist organization. When you have the former president 2 miles down the street from the White House creating a shadow government, that's exactly what you have, a terrorist organization, and we need to treat them as such and stop trying to treat them like these are people we can reason with.
No, look at I'm watching,
what are you asking
no
for?
I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, you look at everything that they're doing. If this was done by the right, if this was done by an outside group, you know, coming into this country and causing this kind of chaos and uprising, because these aren't peaceful protests.
They're
right,
not.
And what Democrat came out? This is what I've been pounding away today with, you know, with these people on Facebook and other places. What Democrat came out when that young, she's a teacher up there in Berkeley, who came out and said, "Look, the left has been silent way too long. We have to become more violent. We have to inflict." This is a school teacher coming out and talking about how much more the Dems need to do from a violent standpoint. Where any Dem of prominence come out and say, you know, appreciate the young lady's enthusiasm, but no, that's wrong. It's not for. We shouldn't act that way. We should be doing these peaceful protests. Not a word from any of them. Are you surprised?
Not a word from any of them. It sounds very much like Islam, right? The Muslims, when a Muslim do jihad on our nation, then the other Muslims just sit back and look at it, and we all would say to them, "Why don't you speak out against this?" And it's the exact same scenario we find ourselves in right now with the Democrats, is that no one is standing up saying, wait a minute, this is crazy. We are going to destroy our country.
Yep.
We have to. I mean, I could not stand Obama. And I'm, you know, and very few people who know me don't already know that. not stand him. But never would I have gone out and taken to the street and do the things that are being done today, because first and foremost, I love my country. I spent 10 years under the umbrella of, if I am called to lay my life down, I will do it. And that is not something trivial to me. My life is not a trivial thing to me. I love my life. I want to keep my life. And yet, I was very aware of the commitment that I made, and it was one that always stayed with me on a daily basis. And so, therefore, I love my country. I wouldn't do anything that would potentially destroy my country. And what is taking place right now with this shadow government of this failed presidency of Barack Hussein Obama, it is putting our nation in harm's way.
Well, you know, again, I know it makes for poor radio, but I agree with you. I think everything that's going down right now, they won't take. Again, I know you and I have said this, and I've said it twice now. It just boggles my mind that if anything that has taken place against President Trump took place against Obama, right? Exactly. They'd be looking to hang somebody, you know? Right? And again, you talk about the level of security here. What else are they giving up? I mean, I'd like to know where these people, even if one of them would call with a phony voice or something, I would love to know where they're coming from. I would love to know why they think they should do everything they can to derail this president. Because remember when Rush Limbaugh was accused of saying that he hopes Obama fails, and the left went crazy. They said, well, look, he's our president. If he fails, the country fails. Why would you feel that way? But yet, I don't hear that.
Selective hypocrisy. That's what I call it.
Yeah, I don't hear anything.
The Democrats are plagued with selective hypocrisy.
My God. So, you know, I've been beating on our conservative brothers and sisters because they don't get off their butts. I'm sorry, you may not agree with me, but they don't get off their butts.
Okay? Oh, I see.
The Dems get off. The Dems go out there in bigger numbers. The conservatives don't. But guess what's happening? The conservatives are starting to get aggravated. They're starting to mobilize. And we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. This is the Real Time on GCN Live. This is Genesis Communication Network. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can find out the stations and times. Matter of fact, if you head over there, you'll find out the stations and times. You can catch the show. If you got to go and you want to catch it again, we have podcasts. You can find it on YouTube. You can find it all. We're like horse manure on a ranch. You can find us all over the place. Seriously.
Oh, my goodness.
Why, you don't like that? Oh, anyway, you know, again, like I said, hey, Kathy Barnett, Kathy, I got to ask, I've been dying to ask you this, and I keep forgetting because we jump right into it. I'll introduce you in a second, but how was your day without an immigrant?
How was my day without an immigrant? Oh, my goodness.
Did you know today was a day without an immigrant?
A day without illegal immigrants. But see, but that's the distortion of the left. They just, all they have is emotion, uninformed emotions, and they just run a day without immigrants.
What we're going to do?
We're
going to do a day without a woman, a day without immigrant. Yeah, it should be illegal immigrants. You're right.
I'd like to do two things.
Just to show people how it works. I'd like to do a day without a liberal. Right? We have a day without a liberal. Yeah. Okay. Let's see how that would work. Right. There you go. And then what we could do is we could do a day without legal Americans. And see how much work the illegal immigrants have if you do that.
You know what they should do is, you know, instead of a day without immigrants, we should say, what would your day be like had you not come to America? How about that?
There you go.
What? what kind of persecution did you flee from?
Yeah.
And we saved you. So you're welcome.
You know,
you're welcome. That's what I say to people, you know, those who, you know, want to keep their little hyphenation. It's all about their hyphenation in their name, you know, something American or whatever American.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, okay, you know, you should just say thank you.
You know, it's funny. I watch this stuff that goes down, and I say to myself, all right, so you've been here 29 years. I was watching Jesse Waters tonight, and he's interviewing people in New York, and he can't find, if he interviewed 40 people, he found two legals. Two were here legally, okay?
Legal.
Two were here as American citizens. The rest were all illegal. They knew they were illegal, okay? And some of them were here. One guy said he came here 40 years ago. One fellow he talked about says he's been going back and forth for 29 years. How the heck is an illegal immigrant, do you go back and forth over the border and get away with this other than, you know, you've got a route, you're sneaking back and forth, you're comfortable doing it. But here was the deal. I started to think when he got to, you know, 15, 18, 20 years, 29 years, I'm thinking to myself, you need to be deported. You know why? You haven't even tried to become an American citizen. You haven't tried to get a legal residence card. You haven't tried to do anything. And with all the noise going on, even the one guy here for 40 years, how long ago, when was Reagan president? How many years ago? The 80s, right? So that wasn't 40 years ago, was it? Didn't he give amnesty? All you had to do was show up, fill in the paperwork. So here's the deal. If you were here before Reagan's amnesty, especially, you need to be the first wave of people to leave. Right? Think about that. You had a free ride.
I know. I mean, you know, I mean, the American people need to realize that we do not exist apart from law. Our Constitution is what makes America, America. And apart from our Constitution, we do not exist as a nation. We exist because of the Constitution, recognizing and laying it all out. And so if you throw laws out and, you know, and there are no borders, you know, there is no nation, anybody can come in and do whatever they want to do, then we stop being a nation. And that does not benefit me and my children and my children's children. But we're just all on this little unicorn ride of never to never, never land. And we don't stop to think, you know, well, what's real? What's the reality? What's true? And let's start there. But instead, we jump on these unicorns headed off into all kinds of directions, all on emotions and whims. And no one stops to think about the logic of it all.
You know, I love this. They come here to get out of the lawless environment they're in. They come here so they have a better shot at getting a job. Well, the reason that our system worked, notice I said worked so well was because we were a nation of laws. Because, your employers have to treat you properly because we have laws against them treating you improperly. But they had no problem breaking the law getting here. One fella who couldn't speak English, they had to get an interpreter for him.
Oh, my goodness.
He tells Jesse that he doesn't break the law. He follows the law here. And if
yeah.
I was Jesse, I would look at him and say, but did you break the law when you came here?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. But, I mean, but this is the line of reasoning. If you listen to CNN and MSNBC and even on some of the Fox shows and you have the Democrats coming on talking about illegal immigration and you listen to their train of thought, there's only one place to go with that, and that is just abolish all laws. Any and everyone, if you can come up with an emotional story, that's all you need.
Yep. No
Whoever
kidding.
Can come up with the best emotional tear jerking of a story, that's all you need in order to be able to get what you want to get and do what you want to do in this nation. And that doesn't work because America does not exist apart from our Constitution. And that's a newsflash. But we have so many Americans who are just truly ignorant about what's really going on in our nation.
Well, what I love about this is, you know, they're using that woman, you know, she's got the two kids here, two teenage kids here. And so they're using her as, look, he has no compassion. He, you know, he doesn't understand it. He's going to rip families apart. And I'm thinking to myself, she was told to self-deport. What was the first time? It goes back a ways. It's I can't remember if it was 2013 or 2000. It was quite some time ago. So she was told to self-deport quite some time ago, all right? And that she had to keep, she was supposed to keep checking in until she was gone, so to speak. All right, I'm leaving next Tuesday kind of thing. She didn't. She didn't check in. She didn't leave like she was supposed to. So let me see. We'll show her compassion and mercy, and then how many millions of others are in the same boat?
Look at this right here. She was using someone else's social security number.
Yeah, well.
And I actually heard one Democrat person on television talk about, well, that's okay because it was for survival. Wait a minute. If someone got your social security, messed up your credit, ruined your financial ability, because most of us don't have Bill Gates money to just go put, to just put down $500,000 for a home. Most of us need credit in order to leverage our earning capacity. But that was the illogic. Is that okay? Well, if it's to, you know, for survival, then it's okay. But wait a minute. What if that was your social security number?
Yep.
And now your credit is ruined. Are you okay with that?
Yep. Yeah. Don't you
love it?
Because
if you're not okay with that, I'm not okay with that.
No, I love it. The again, it only common sense. Well, I was going to say something extremely stupid. I was going to say common sense only applies to them, but they don't use any common sense. I mean, seriously. No, I mean,
it's like, who can come up with the best emotional story? Okay, you win.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what they're playing on. They pull on your heartstrings all the time, and no thought about money. What is it? Oh God, I just heard this number. It was like $29 billion a year for identity theft. That's what it costs. The companies who get screwed on the dollars. It costs the people that have to, you know, fix their lives all over again. All of that, and we had. We had a legislator here in California. He's still with us. He's President Pro Tem DeLeon, right?
Kevin DeLeon.
He said that half of his family is here illegally. They all have a fake Social Security, stolen Social Security numbers. He said fake, but they're stolen. We know that. Stolen Social Security numbers. Everything they have is stolen. And then he said that if you're an illegal immigrant, you have to have the stolen information in order to survive while you're here. So here's somebody who's supposed to uphold the law, makes the law, and is perfectly okay with you breaking the law. Boy, we're in a world of hurt, aren't we?
We are. It's sad. It's sad that this is where we are as a nation.
Now, you've got young kids. Are they old enough to not know what's going on, but understand that there's a mess going on around them?
They do. They do. My youngest, who's 8, said to me, "Mommy, I wish we didn't live in a scary world." And I had to stop and say, "Well, what's scary, sweetie?" And she said, "Well, it just seemed like, you know, everybody's mad at everyone. You know, everyone's mad at everyone all the time, and it's like you have a lot of bad people." You know, and to some degree, because of the nature of what I do, I talk to my children just, you know, at a high level of what's going on around them, because no, I do not want them to be ignorant. And I recognize that as a parent, one of our jobs is to raise future leaders.
Right.
And when you kind of project out of what our children are going to inherit one day, there's a lot of darkness 10 years from now if we continue down the road that we're going, where you have to wait for someone to tell you if they are a boy or a girl. You can't just look at someone and make a decisive decision, but you got to kind of wait and hold your breath until they tell you who they feel like today. And now those kids are going to grow up 10, 15 years from now. They're going to be our future accountants. Do you want your accountant not to clearly know what's right and what's wrong?
Yep,
no, or your doctor or your banker. And so as a result, as a parent, I come all the way back here to today, and I try to give them some level of understanding.
Well, Kathy, quick, tell people where they can find you. We're up against it.
You can go find me on Facebook. Best place to find me, Kathy Barnett for Truth. Kathy Barnett for Truth.
Kathy, thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate it. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Don't go far. We're going to talk about Trump's speech, and I'm going to try to bring you back to the reality of life and get you out of Oz. We'll be back in a few minutes. Kathy, I'll give you a call tomorrow morning.